bringing curses on ourselves, Numbers 25:1. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. There was no weapon formed against Israel that would prosper or defeat them. Balak tried everything. He tried to get Balaam to pronounce a curse against Israel 3 times, but it would not work. Everything that came out of Balaam's mouth was a blessing toward Israel. The reason for that being that whatsoever God hath blessed, it is blessed, and no man can change that. Though he tried to go to the Lord and seek a curse from God to Israel, if he could find some iniquity that he could ask God to curse them with. See the hand of Satan in this as well. He is the accuser of the brethren, always seeking to accuse them day and night for their sin, always looking for a way to curse the children of God and to vex their souls. However, after Balaam's and Balak's many attempts to curse Israel and the utter failure to obtain a curse, Balaam then turns to evil and manipulation to cast a stumbling block before Israel to get them to curse themselves. You see, that is how Satan operates. He knows he cannot curse you, but he can get you to bring a curse upon yourself. And that is done through sin. Sin in the child of God's life will bring a curse upon him. Sin is a reproach to any people. It is a blight on the children of God. It brings death. Now, you do not lose your salvation by sin, but you do lose that fellowship, protection, and peace of mind. And sin results in death when it is not repented of. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Vex the Midianites, and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Vex them, for they vex you. Sin vexes the soul of the Christian and brings judgment upon him. That word vex means to plague, to torment, to harass, to afflict, to disturb, to disquiet, to agitate, to trouble, to distress. It says they beguiled you. They misled them by craft, eluded them by stratagem, passed pleasingly. They beguiled them through their wiles. The Bible talks about the wiles of the devil, the plans, the stratagem of the devil. They tricked you into cursing yourself. And that is what Satan does, and that's what the world does. Misleads you and tricks the church into fornication. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. See, Balaam counseled the Midianite women and Balak to seduce the Israelites, to bring them in through fornication, and then to eat things offered to idols, to spiritual adultery and idolatry, to worship other gods. They used the sensualness of the flesh to draw them away. Now, the lust was in their own hearts, but Balaam picked up on that lust and knew that he could entice them with it. Every man is drawn away and enticed, what, of his own lust? It's not from the out, but from within that a man is enticed. Balaam counseled them, But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Fornication physically leads to death in the Christian, but there are many spiritual applications. You bring a curse upon the body. When a church deviates from the sound doctrine and allows false prophets to seduce them, they are going a-whoring after another god, of which God hates and warns against. The Israelites were so bold that a prominent prince walked into the camp strutting with a Midianite princess among the people. And the anger of the Lord was kindled and rose up in God's servant, and he slew the man and the woman and stayed the plague of the Lord. We must beware of Satan's devices and not fall for the enticements of the world or false religion. The most dangerous deception is spiritual. These Israelites brought a curse of themselves. So then we must be warned that if Satan cannot curse you, he will look for a way to entice you to curse yourself with sin in your life.